Okay, Rabbi Shalom. Okay, today I'd like to begin the packet on the union of Tanina. So we just finished the Tosis. And please, if you don't, you still need time to review it, go over that Tosis again. You know, we went through it nicely, slowly. It's a Tosis that, some people skip, but we did it, so hold on to it. So the idea of Taninan is you have a situation where somebody comes in front of you and asks you for money and you don't know what happened. What does that mean, you don't know what happened? It's not that you have a lapse of memory. No, well, the situation was that it was the father who borrowed the money and now the father's not alive. And now they're coming to the Yisomim, say, and asking for the money. So, Yisomim don't know what's going on. And this guy has a shtar. This guy has a shtar. So usually if you have a shtar, you win. Now, he can't say the shtar is mezuyah because he doesn't know. He can't say it's parua. He doesn't know. Right? So if he would say mezuyah, then we would say you have to mekayim the shtar. But he can't say mezuyah. He doesn't know if it's mezuyah. Maybe it was paid up, but he doesn't know it was paid up. He didn't even know this loan existed. So he's not going to say it's mezuyah. He's not going to say. So the question is, could we, the Beis Din, forward the claim on his behalf and say parua mezuyah, and that will cause the malva to have to mekayim the shtar, and if he can, then he'll get his money, and if he can't, then he won't. Now, and we discussed, the whole point of the Tosis is to discuss what is, does Beis Din even forward a claim that's not shchiach? In other words, mezuyah is not such a shchiach thing. Parua is very shchiach. And that was the whole point back and forth of this Tosis. Parua, mezuyah, parua, mezuyah, etc. So what is the source of this halacha? The tanin. So the pasuk in Mishlei is quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni, page 1, packet 4. Psach picha le'ilein. This is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Psach picha le'ilein, eldin kol b'nei chalof. So it's always good to see the Pashup shot in the Pasuk before we see the Drasha. So let's look in the Metzudas David and Pasuk Tes. Psach picha b'drishus v'chakirus v'shpot tzedek v'don din oni v'evyon v'lo yipoked mehem mishpotem bavor chul shosem im chozek bal dinam. So the Metzudas David is talking about what? That if somebody is going against a weak person, so we should make sure that the din is emes. Bedrishus v'chakirus u'shvot tzedek v'dom din ani ve'avion v'lo yipakeid mehem mishpatam bavor. Those, they shouldn't lack a just trial just because they're weak against the strong person who's claiming against them. So that's what the Metzudas David is saying. Psach picha le'ilem. That for the ilem means literally the mute. which the Mitzudas David is referring to as the weaker party. We should open up to him. We should, in other words, we the Bezdin should not necessarily help him out in the bad way, but make sure he gets a fair trial. We should, in other words, the person who's tying against him, we should interrogate to make sure he's not just bullying over the weak person, the Elaim, the mute. And what is it? What does it mean? Vel din b'nei chalof. How do you understand the rest of the pasuk? To the pshuto shel mikra. So the mitzvah says chalof mishom his chalfus utmura. In other words, help out the Elaim and help out the B'nai Chalof, the sons of the... What? The sons of the Chalof. What are the Chalof? Well, take a look. I was reading the wrong part of the Matsudas. I was reading Pasuk Tess, I'm sorry. Was Ches, I'm sorry. Psach Picha Al Tishta Hayayin Vitiya Bedas Mushevis, Ptach Picha Bavur Ha'ilem. But Saloma, Imi Yovel Adin Yeki Ilem, Livnidas Lasada Tanosov. But if somebody comes to Beis Din and it seems to be he's not articulate and doesn't know how to present his case, so just help him out to articulate his case. Vel din and psach picha for the din. In other words, the word psach picha is if it's repeated. Psach picha for the elaim and psach picha for the din of the bnei chalof. What does that mean? Gam psach picha el din kol habonim hasichlim hamachlifim divreim imasha belibam bavur sichlusum. Psach picha laishiram al kavona nirtzalehem. Kashe yos losos lo shovit tzedek hotzi adin lamito.
The words, and try to help out, the chalof means people who mean to say one thing and are saying the other thing. They don't know how to express themselves. We know what they're meaning to say, but they're not saying it. They're a little mavulbol, so don't just help them out, articulate what they want to say, so this way there'll be a just case. Okay, that's the simple pshat. However, the Yalkut Shimoni, on page 2, gives a in the fourth column. Psach pich leilei mikanshim ein tonim liyorish lokeach shebezdin tonim. Means psach pich leilei means if you have a din Torah with the yosom, and somebody's coming to the yosom and asking money from the yosom. That their father owed them money. So we, the Bezdin, have to be towing on his behalf. Psach picha le'ilem means he's an ilem. Not literally he's an ilem, he's not mute, but he can't tie them because he doesn't know. They're presenting a shtar that his father owed money. They have no clue if it happened, it didn't happen. So psach picha le'ilem means we should open up our mouths for the person who can't forward a claim. We should forward the claim on his behalf. And then he continues, Dover Acher Psach Picha Leilim, Keneged HaYisomim, Hu Omer She'en Yodim Liton, Ve'od She'en Yodim Be'esek Aviyim, She'bezen Tonim Be'shvilim. Have El Dinko B'nei Me'cholov, Ze B'nei Hameis She'cholov Ve'holach Le'beis Olomo. And Din B'nei Cholov is another way of saying, Cholov means the son of the one who passed away. Chalaf, he left. So it was the son of the one who left, who can't claim anything, because he doesn't know what happened. We should forward a claim for him. And then Artosis was discussing which claim should you forward. Could you even forward the claim of Mizuyaf, or maybe only what? Only Parua. What do you mean? Well, all the Yalkut Shimoni is saying, this is the source. In other words, Taninan is a concept that we have in Shas, that we're going to see another Gemara or so about this. It's a concept in Shas. We went through that whole Tosis that quotes, you know. So the question is, what's the remez in the Pasuk for such a thing? So, I mean, a Pasuk in Mishle is an interesting reference, but maybe we can even find the Pasuk in Chumash. You know, it's good always to have a Pasuk in Mishle, but if we can find a Pasuk in Chumash, that would even be better. So I don't know if we'll get to it today, but in the course of the packet, maybe we'll find the Pasuk in Chumash that also says the same idea. But this is the famous Yisod, that Taninan is based on the Pasuk in Mishle, Psach Picha Le'ilim. So let's see. Let's learn the Gemara in Bava Basra. We were supposed to learn Bava Basra this year also. So this way we're mekayim the idea of learning Bava Basra. Originally they were going to learn Bava Basra. So let's look in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Marchikim es hashovach min ha'ir hamishim ama. Words, if you have a shovach, what is a shovach? A what? A chicken coop. So there are a bunch of chickens there. So if you have this chicken coop, where you have all these chickens, we're afraid if they're going to be too close to the city, they're going to start pecking away at your vegetable garden. So therefore, if you want to have a chicken coop, you have to make it at least 50 amas away from the city. So or, if you want to make a shovach in your own property, there at least has to be 50 amos in your own territory that you could be marking. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis Arba Kurin Mali Shogar Hayona. He says it has to be maybe even bigger or different shear he gives. Then he says, "Imlocho afil beis rova hareu becheskoso." But say you bought it from somebody. You bought the property, and there's a chicken coop in the property, and there's not so much distance. But since the previous owner was using it, and no one complained, so you get all his privileges. So since he was allowed to do it, because he was muchzak to do it, meaning he was doing it for a certain amount of time, and no one was complaining, so now when you buy it from him, you get the right to use that chicken coop as well. So the Gemara says, now skip to the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa Vitamer Rav Zvid, Zoso Meres Toanim Lelokech V'Toanim Liyorish. Rashi, Torah Lerish Torah Lokech, Bezdin Postchem Pevetayin Liyorish Lokech, She'ir Adam Aleim, Shloedim Shoysol Shalo or Shalovosov. So we used to be Abel Kachim Ploni. So what is the Gemara saying? What's the Zosomeris? Well, so how do you see that from the Mishnah? Yeah. But what's the connection between Toanim L'Yorish Hulokeach and this case in our Mishnah? Yeah, so how does that...
So just like an army, you know, because they can't claim for themselves that there was a chazaka because they weren't part of it, can't be atoned, they can't say what their father did, or so too based in, we'll do it for them.
Okay, I think you're on the right track. In other words, by the fact that what? Means by the fact that he gets the privileges of his previous owner. So since the previous owner, there was all for you see from this mission is whatever privilege the previous owner had, he gets that privilege. So therefore, whatever claim he had, he gets that claim as well. So that's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, Tanina, didn't we learn that already? Haba mishum Yerusha in Tzarech Taina. So we have a... Mem Aleph Amar Aleph in Bava Basra. It says... Haba mishum Yerusha einu tzarech taina. Means like this. Normally, if you buy a field from somebody, so you own the field, and then they give you a document, they give you a shtar to as a raya that you own the field. Right? But what happens if you lose the shtar? So then, what's to stop anyone from saying that you stole the field and you're an imposter and not that you bought the field? So if you were living there for 3 years and people saw that you were living there for 3 years and no one was contesting... So even though you can't prove it with the shtar, but the chazaka, the fact that you were there for 3 years, is a raya that you once bought it. But the point is that you could only, the fact that you lived there for 3 years only is meaningful if you also claim that you bought it. If you just say, I'm living there for 3 years, so who says anything? Maybe you've been a gana for the past 3 years. But, in other words, a chazaka needs a taina.
It's not enough just to have a chazaka. You need a claim. I bought this field. So they'll say, prove it. Show the shtar. I say, I lost it. So now the chazaka is in lieu of the shtar. The fact that I have eidim that say I lived there for 3 years must be that I bought it. So chazaka is in lieu of the shtar. So what happens if the guy, the owner of the field, who was living there for 3 years and lost the shtar, dies? If the owner dies, so now the son is inheriting the field. So now we come to the son and we say, hey, the field is stolen. The field is stolen. So what is he going to do, this kid, poor kid? So he's going to bring the same eidim that his father brought, that to prove that the father was living on the field for the past 3 years. But the question is, where's the taina? You can't. It's not enough just to have a eidei chazaka. You need a taina. Kol chazaka she'eini mo taina, ein a chazaka. Chazaka, a chazaka is just the proof, but there has to be a taina that you bought it. So where's the taina by Yosum? The answer is taninon. That the din of taninon says that we, in other words, since you don't know, we make the claim for you. And we say, oh, most probably your father bought the field. Which this is also a type of taninon. Well, in our case, in the Tosas, we were taninon parua, paturim, taninon mezuyev. Here, taninon, that the father bought the field. If the father would be alive, that's what he would say. Where's his raya? He lost the shtar, so he has to aid him that he was living there for 3 years. But now the father's dead, so you can still bring those same aidim, but you can't make the taina because he doesn't know that his father bought the, if the father bought, if he knows, if the kid is old enough that he knows, then maybe he can make it also, but say the kid doesn't know. The father died when he was 2 years old. He doesn't know for sure what happened. So we're towing for him.
Can we say the son lived with the father for those 2 years?
Maybe. So that's what it says. Tanina haba mishum yerusha einu tzarech taina. That if you're coming as a yoresh, you don't have to make your own taina. Because we, the Bezdin, forward the taina on your behalf. What is that called? Taninon. That's what our Tos is about. What's the source? The Pasuk in Mishlei. Psach picha le'ilem. So that's what Rashi says. Einu tzarech taina, ein tzarech lomar atom macharta la'ovi, el ra'isi la'ovi shehechzik bo, v'lo ira adam alav. Is good. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you have to prove the idea of taninim from our Mishnah? Don't we have a proof from the other Mishnah in Mem Aleph that haba mishum yerusha einu tzarech taina? So the Gemara says, lo keach yitzrich lei. No, because our Mishnah is a different case. Our Mishnah is not Yorish. Our Mishnah is a case of Lokeach. So when you buy something, who says we say Taninan by a Lokeach? So that's what you need our Mishnah to say, that when you buy something, you get all the claims of the person who preceded you. So then the Gemara asks, Lokeach also, we have a Mishnah, another Mishnah. Lacha chatzir bozizin v'guzdros reizim v'cheskosa. Rashi. Lacha chatzir bozizin masnisin tanan emotim zizim v'guzdros l'shus harabim. Adem bo namanayis lo yitzim roshay koros mikoros l'shus harabim. In rotsa, konis bin yonal toch shalom bonem mozi roshay koros l'chutz. V'mokav chatzir bozizin v'guzdros yosim v'shus harabim reibis cheskosa. Shebezin tonim lo sharishon konas l'toch shalom onis paisim harabim. In other words, Bezdin is going to be towing for you. In other words, the halacha is you can't, if you build a house, you can't build an extension onto your house that's going to protrude into the Rishus HaRabim, even if it's in the air. Like you want to build a porch, you know, on the 10th floor into the air. So you can't do that. So, unless you got special permission. Now, so who said you got the special permission? So you got to get the permission. But what if I buy it? I buy such a house, and I don't know if you got permission. So we're towing on my behalf that you probably got the permission. Just like in the case of our Mishnah. If you buy something that didn't have the requisite shir hachaka of the shovach, but we assume you must have gotten bought the rights or gotten the rights, so we're towing that on your behalf. So the Gemara says, you see from there that we're towing even by lokeach. Whereas maybe over there you have a svara to say why it was mutter, because maybe they were mochel him, or maybe he's not protruding, maybe he shortened his house and he built the extension and the extension is still in the original boundaries. Well, there's no Mahara, so then there's nothing, you know. But apparently the case is, even there's a Mahara, we're told on his behalf that then he bought the rights, or they were mochel him. So, yeah.
It's the Yorshin. Basement is going to tie that for them that, that the land was bought, then the violence can never get the land back. In the case that we did in Fosos, in each case, there's always an opportunity for the violence to like prove that they really should get the money. In this case, the violence are going to lose no matter what, because the tie is for the kids, and they might not even be true.
Right. So therefore,
why is that okay? Why is that acceptable? Because in effect, it can just be, you know, dealing from the violin because we had this time. There's no proof for the time. That's why we're going to time.
Right. But in other words, but it's a possibility. So if it's not true, they can prove that it's not true. But at least they have to prove it. In other words, Taninin just makes the other party have to prove.
Right, but how
if
the proof?
In which case?
In the case of the Yorshin.
In which case?
In the case that they bought the land, and they have to say that the father bought the land. They already have the Chazak that he was living there for 3 years, and then they just prove that he bought the land. They can't prove it, so basically says that they bought, that the father bought it.
Right. So could they prove any other way that he didn't buy it? No, so
he's going to just steal from the Bialim.
No, so let the Bialim bring a proof.
Bialim have to bring proof that he did buy it.
Right.
It's not easy to prove.
Right. Right. You're saying an interesting point. We'll think about it some more. Okay. Now take a look now on the next page of the packet and Gittin, New Testament days. Tana Rabbanu, Lokach min ha-sikrikun. What's a sikrikun? What? I can't hear. Fraudulent. Sikrikin is talking about land. Sikrikin is a person. Ooh, what?
Person living on illegal land.
So, and who is he? He's the bandit. So what did he do? He threw someone else out of his house. he's a pirate. So what if you bought a piece of land from the pirate?
Lakach menasukrichen v'achol shalosh shanim b'fnei bailam.
But you stayed on the land for 3 years. Achla literally means you ate, but it doesn't mean you eat. It means you used the land. You lived on the land for 3 years, and no one said boo. And the original Bailam, who the Sekrikan took it from, didn't say boo. V'chazra mochor la'acher, and then you sold it to someone else. Ein le'bailam alokech sheni klum. So the original Bailam cannot get that land from the second party. So the verse says like this: Hechi dami, ida ketoyim ve'omer minach zavna. So let's see Rashi. Either katoim leha, I lokech sheni. If lokech sheni says minach zav Rashi, lokech rishon shenos lucharavia, ketat kares bezden. V'hadar achla shnei chazaka v'sul lo matzi amar lehi echzi shadufei mitlosa shana lo mizah b'shara. Meir chazav mocha la'acher, afi lokech rishonami, bosad ochle shnei chazaka, yevatayim lai, chazarati l'kachtiyah, mimcha ketacharas chacham, izah shaloshanim ta'atiyah ta'ina. So the question is like this: what is this guy saying? This lokech sheni. So ikat akoyin lehitchol lokech sheni minach zavna. Lokech rishon shenos lachan revia. In other words, they used to chachamim made a takana that the sukrikun could what? Could pay a certain amount to the original owner and keep the land. Okay, Rishon Shanos L'Charevia, Mitakanis Bezdin. Vado Achla Shnei Chazaka, Vesulo Matzi Omerle, Hai Echzi Shtari, Shtara, Detfei Mitlas Hashanim Lozdai, Inish Bishtari. Mayir Chazar Macher La'acher, Filo Lokech Rishon Nami, Also the Achla Shnei Chazaka. You have a tain like Chazati or Kachtiyah, Mimcha Ketachanas Chacham, Zah Shaloshanim, Tantiyah Tan Taina. This is Lol Dom Lol Kotain. Gom Zed, Sikrik and Tonin Yoshul Kech. Hakech Mi Sikrik and Voshul Balov. You know, if you bought from a Sukrikun and then you yarshened it to your sons, Achla Gimel Shonim, Amrachla Achiv Achla Gimel Shonim, Ubal Bailam Hatimimenu, and your daily Tom Lomar Harishon Knom Mimcha, Bezantonim Bishvil Hayorish, Bishvil Alkech. Words. Okay, there was one guy bought it from the Sukrikon, and then he sold it to someone else. So he doesn't know, was it actually bought from the Sukrikon? The second guy can't claim that. So Bezdin makes a takana, a taninan, that we say to the second guy that most probably the first guy bought it from the Sukrikon, and therefore he owned it legitimately. So therefore when you bought it, it was a good purchase. even though he doesn't know for sure that the how he knows he got it from the first guy. He doesn't know what had the first guy got it originally. But he doesn't know. So Bezdin is telling him Bishvilo. Wow.
What's the case? Someone's trying to get it back? So
no. Here. No, in other words, the Sukrikan took the land, so then, here, let me show you. We have the Gemara Gittin here, so I can show you. Here, take a look. Go to Gittin Nunhei. Nun hayam advais. So this is Nun chesam advais, but the original Mishnah was Nun hayam advais, and then you have the whole story of Kamsa bar Kamsa. Here, look better on Nun Chesam at base. It says like this. Bezdin shall chrem omru halokech min asikriko nosin lebailim revia viad bailim el yonam. Rotsu b'karka nodlim rotsu b'mos nodlim. Emas abizman shem b'yodam likach. Aval yesh b'yodam likach hin kodm b'choladam. Rabbi Hoshi Bezim Nimnu Shim Hosha Shosub of Nasi Creek and Shnemasa Chodesh, Kolokodem Likach Zacha, Aval Mosein Lebailim, Revia Bekaka, Revia Bemos. Meaning, if you bought something from a Sukrikon, so he was the robber. And you bought something from him, but the Sikrikon already had it in his possession for 12 months. So now you could. So Bezdin made a takana that you could buy it from the Sikrikon. But you have to give the original Balabayas a quarter of the money.
The one that it was robbed from?
Yeah. What's the rationale? How do you understand that? How do you understand that, Rabbi Asa? No. Because really, when the Balabayas gave up his field, he had in mind to give it away. Because the guy was coming with a gun. He says, "You give me your field," or so it says. So if somebody says to that, you really want them to have their field. So you mark them the field. you were totally out of the field, so it's really not yours. But Lysa, it's not so nice, right? Which the bottom line is, you know that the field is the Sukrikon's because the guy was machnet to him. Because, okay, true under the rest, but the bottom line is he was machnet to him. So we don't want that. So now I'm going to buy a field from the Sukrikon. So Chachamim made a takana, you know, when you buy a field from the Sukrikon, at least you should give some money to the Balabais. So he's, you know, you should get something. But once you do that, then you're the owner. You're the owner of the field. So that's what the Brisa says. Lokach ben Sukrikon v'ochol shol shonim b'fnei ba'ilim. So what happened? He bought it from the Sukrikon, and then the Reuven bought it from the Sukrikon, and the Reuven sold it to Shimon. Right, after living there, Reuven, for 3 years. So the Gemara says like this. Tan Rabban, Alokach man as a kriken vachol shol shonim b'fnei ba'ilim, v'chazu machor la'acher, ein le'ba'ilim ala lokech sheni klum. So the original ba'ilim have no claim against the second owner. Because there was original ba'ilim, then the sekrikon, then owner one and owner two. So there are four different people involved in this case. The original ba'ilim who owned the field, the sekrikon who took it away with a death threat, then purchaser one and purchaser two. So purchaser one bought it from the Sukrikon and he lived on it for 3 years. And then purchaser two bought it from purchaser one. So the Gemara says like this, Minach Zavna Afil Rishonami. In other words, if he's saying that I bought it from you, so what do you have to have a case of the second guy? What's the purpose of the second guy? In other words, if he's saying, if the first guy is saying to the Sukrikon, I bought it from you, I'm sorry, if the Lokech Sheni is saying to Lokech Rishon, I bought it from you. See Rashi. Either Katoim Leil Hai Lokech Sheni, Minach Zavno Lokech Rishon, Shanosu Lokharavia, Ketachanus Bezdin. In other words, the original owner maybe now is wants the field back. Right? So if the Lokech Shady says that the Lokech Rishon bought it, means what does it mean he bought it? It means he had to pay the revia to the original guy. So what do we need a case where he sold it to a second guy? I feel Lokech Rishonami bossa doch l'shnei chazaka. He have a toinle. That should be good enough. So what do you need a case about the second? What do we gain by having a case that then he sent it to the second guy? Even with the first guy. So Lokech Sheni says that the Lokech Rishon bought it from the original owner. So what do you need the second guy? The Rishon also could say that. What do you gain with the second guy? Either Lokatoim v'Amar Minach Zavna. So if the second guy who's buying it from the first guy just doesn't know what happened. He knows he bought it from the first guy, but he doesn't claim that the second guy bought it from the original Bailim with a revia. So I feel Shani not below. So then what good is it that how can the Shani keep the land? So Amrav Sheshes L'olam Lo Kotoinle. The second guy, all he knows is that he bought it from the first guy, but he doesn't know for sure that the first guy paid the quarter to the original Bialim. So the Gemara says, Gonze Tonim L'Yorish L'Lokeach. So that's the Did of Tanina. So it was when the second guy buys it from the first guy, right? Now, the original guy, again, there are four people here. There's the first original owner, the Sekrikim, Lokech Rishon, Lokech Sheni. Right? So in a case where the second guy bought it from the first guy, number four bought it from number three, right? In other words, the original Bialim is number one. The Sekrikim is number two. The Lokech Rishon is number three. The Lokech Sheni is number four. There are four different people here. So when the number three gets it from the Sekrikon, he's supposed to pay a quarter to the, supposed to pay something to the original. So, and if he doesn't, it's not really his. So if he paid off, then the first guy has no claim anymore. If he didn't, then he does. So the question is, Manavshach, does he claim when the second guy bought it, and now the first guy is trying to get it back from guy number four? So what is he claiming? Does he claim that number three paid or not? If he claims he paid, so then, you know, what do we need in the case of the fourth guy? Just speak about the third guy. If he doesn't claim, so why could he keep it? Why could the fourth guy keep it? If you're just saying that I bought it from number three, but if number three didn't have it in his possession in surety, so then how can number four get it from number three? The answer is that what? That we're taninim. That we forward the claim on your behalf. That when you don't know, we forward the claim on your behalf. And the claim that we're forwarding on your behalf is that number three, who bought it from the Sekrikon, paid the original Bialim the quarter. Right. So that's the Rashi. Lolam lo toim v'konzed the Sekrikon toim v'yosher okeh. Hakech mi Sekrikon v'yosher levonov. V'achol gimel shonim v'machor l'acher v'achol gimel shonim. V'bo b'aylem lohotzi mimenu v'enu yodeh l'toim v'lo mar lo harishon k'nobim cha. Bezin tonim b'shvil ha'yorish b'shvil al-kech. Afil manobar b'asvei tonim l'yorish v'in tonim l'kech. Tainu zu arishon lochem m'choch. Hoch modi tanin d'stam man d'zovim m'sikrikon meidi yodo v'lo shodi zuzi b'chdi l'kech im lo p'i b'ayim. Whereas if you buy something from the Sekrikon, you know that something is shady here, so for sure you're going to want to pay the, you know, follow Takonas Chazon. Because the Taninan for number four.
When
number
when
he buys it, and then number one is claiming that it's his.
So then number four is the basis of Taninan for number four, that number three paid number one.
Right. Now, why do they pay a quarter? It's not fair. What kind of business is this? I'm going to pay the Sekrikon for the field, and then I'm going to have to pay a quarter to the original owner. Then I'm going to be overpaid, because I'm buying it from the Sekrikon. In other words, again, the Sekrikon guy comes up to a guy with a gun, and he says, "You give me your field." So the guy says, "Okay, I totally believe Sholem, give you my field. If it means my life is more important. I totally give the field." So now it's the Sekrikon's. So now when you buy from the Sekrikon, what? Chachamim made a takana that you should also do a nice thing and pay the original owner. Okay? or other, and if you don't, apparently Chacham said it's really not yours. So now when the next guy buys it from him, if the original guy could say, you know, it's my field. Now, did he get his quarter from the guy before? Well, guy number four certainly doesn't know whether guy number three paid guy number one the quarter. So business tanina. Now, but what's this idea of the quarter? It's not a, you know, sounds strange. I have to pay for the field from the Supreme Court plus a quarter more? That means I buy something that's worth $100, I have to pay $125?
So the third guy would just charge the fourth guy that extra quarter.
So what's the answer to that question? The answer is, Rashi says on the Hamad Bays, that the assumption is Sukrikan got it for free. So his assumption is he's going to charge less, at least a quarter less. Because he got it for free, so he can afford. Because for him, everything's profit. Right? The field is worth $100. If you get it for free, so you'll still charge $75, you're making a profit. So he's saving $25. If you buy from a Sukrikan, he's saving $25. So Chachamu said, he's saving $25, be nice and give it to the original. And apparently, if you don't, he could taina. That he wants the field back. So here, this is another application of tanina. Rav Eli?
Number one, know that he's purchasing it from the Sakrikan. Because if so, then why don't we...
Wait, number one is the original owner. Number two is the Sakrikan.
So number three.
Number three is buying it. He's the Lokeach Rishon. But in the course of the events, he's the third person on the picture.
So does he know that
he's... He knows he's buying it from the Sakrikan.
So why do we even let that transaction go through?
Because it's the Sukrikan's field now. The Sukrikan owns the field.
He's going to be making profit either way. That's why he's doing it. He's not losing at all.
No, the Sukrikan is making profit. But when the Sukrikan is going to sell it, he's going to sell it for less because he got a field for free. So he could afford to give a deal. So we say to the guy who bought it from the Sukrikan, you got a good deal. You got it cheap, so pay the amount that you saved to the original guy. And if you don't, then what? What? Then the original guy could claim that he wants the field back. I want to read it to you in the Rambam. Do you have a Rambam here? Is it in the Rambam? Perch of Bez Ishus? Halacha Yud Zayin? No, I don't think it's in the Rambam here. I don't know if this case is in the Rambam. In the tour, you have a tour, Kosher Mishpat, Reish Lamed Zayin.
If the field's value is $100, why are we assuming the Supreme Court is going to sell it for less than that? It's not going to require any more effort to sell it for its face value. If you can get $100 for it, why is he going to sell it for $75?
So let's look at Rashi and Nun Hayamid Beis. Shashiro the secretum Mosul Gabe River. What was he wants to sell it? If he can make it, if he can sell it for cheap.
But he could sell it for free $25.
It's not like he's putting in more effort, and he's selling for what it's worth. And then give me the Rambam Hilchas Gezeila and the Zikin. You have the Rambam and the Zikin. Rambam volume and the Zikin. Yeah, because he wants to sell it. Maybe it's not so easy to find. Thank you. Maybe it's not so easy to find customers. But if you sell for cheap, you'll find your customer. It's not so easy to find customers. If you sell for cheap, you'll get your customer and you'll get your profit. So the Sikrikin, he knows what to do. He's one of the. Harav Garitano.
It's also possible that if it's known that Sikrikin, that he stole it, that if that's a known fact, then the buyer will also probably know that he'll have to pay for it. The original owner, Sikrikin, will think that if he pays full price, nobody will want to buy it, because it will be known that they'll have to pay in addition.
Okay, let me. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Hilchas Gzela, Halacha Gimel. 1 second. Hagoyim hamatzikin liYisrael. There are goyim that cause problems to Jews. Umavachshim laharogoso, and they want to kill you. Atsheyivda atzmo miyad goy besadeim, and they say we're going to kill you, but if you give the field, then we won't kill you. So you can redeem yourself by giving your field. Or you can give your house if you want. We'll take your house, but nice. We're not particular. You feel you can give your house, but you know, we're open minded in these matters. Now he wants to sell it. So really, the first crack goes to the original owner. He has a right to buy it back. But if he can't afford it, the original owner can't afford to buy his field back. Or it's already 12 months and it ends. And kol hakodem, everyone's equal. After 12 months, everyone's equal. And he can sell it to whoever he wants. He has to give a quarter of the karka or the value to the bialim rishonim. Because the guy was selling it for cheap. But you get, and that's brought in the tour. Was it Reish Lam Zayin? So you need Taninim to say that the first guy, which was the third guy in our case, paid the original owner. So he did. He fulfilled the Takanas Chachamim, so now the original owner doesn't have any claim on the land anymore.
Yeah.
was how does he know that? Yeah, but maybe he bought it from somebody who didn't own it properly. Because he only got it from, he got it from a Sakrikan. And so how do you know that? So he, maybe since he got it from the Sakrikan, maybe the guy never paid the quarter to the original owner. So therefore it's still considered in the ownership of the original owner. In other words, Chachamim, so to speak, really the original owner has nothing now, Bob he did, right? Because once a Sakrikan, once somebody comes to you with your gun and say, give me a house, and he gives it, so he gives it, it's a matana. The first guy's out of it. Chachamim made a takana that you should give him the quarter. So they're saying until you give him the quarter, it's like he's the owner. Right? The original guy. So now, when the third guy is buying it for the Sakrikan and now selling it to the fourth guy, so now guy number one coming to guy number four and saying, this is my field. So he doesn't know. I don't know. I got it from number three. I don't know who you are, number one. Again, number one is the original owner. Number two is the Sakrikan. Number three is the Lokeach Rishon. Number four is Lokeach Shein. So now when number four gets the field, number one comes to him and says, that's my field. And he stares at it. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I never dealt with you. So then they explained to him, number three got it from the Sakrikan. And therefore, it's only his if he paid me, and maybe he didn't, right? So he doesn't know whether he was paid or not. So Bezdin's Taninan that that he was paid. So that's how Rashi explains. So that's what Amar Rav Sheshes La'olam the Loka Toinle. Either Katayin Omar Minach Zavna, Hafir of Yishonami, Elo Katayin Omar Minach Zavna. If he doesn't claim that he bought it from the first guy, how's the second guy going to keep it? Olam de lo katoin. Hokech mi sikrich vo yishol vada vo achol gimel shonim vo achol acher vo achol gimel shonim vo boilim lo hoti mimenu vo enu yodeh lito vo lo mar vo harishon knom mimka bezen toanim bishvil hayorish vo bishvil hokech vo filo mandome. So Bezdin is towing. In other words, he's not towing that the third guy was, he doesn't know whether the third guy paid the first guy or not. But Bezdin is towing on his behalf. And that's the din of Tanina. Sam?
So what's the halakha is recognized? Like, why does halakha say that someone who steals the field, you know, gets ownership rights? It's like almost as if halakha is encouraging people to steal.
You're recognizing the Sakrikan. You're recognizing the pirates. What do you say, Menachem? Are you going to answer this question? So Menachem has an answer, yeah.
It seems that it's not an ideal obviously space, but sort of a non-ideal reality that there was this situation that they were taking away the vehicles, and they had to recognize that because you couldn't say that no one's going to buy those vehicles because they're not the whole market. So you had to work out some sort of compromise that would work, that the guy who got the deal sold would get some sort of compensation, and yet the guy who buys the deal, not knowing what happened or even knowing what happened before, can use that deal for his own purpose. It's not obviously it's not an Yeah.
No, is he saying we're recognizing a reality? Because it's not like we want this to happen. But what are we going to do? In other words, well, as he's saying, like all these fields are going to be like off the charts. So we still want to be able to, you know, use these fields, or else we're going to, like, it's not going to work for the economy or whatever. It's like all these fields are going to be frozen. Yeah, Isaac?
It's like, Allah has to come late to shul, skip this, it's going to have to hurt you to come late to shul.
Okay. It's an interesting muscle. No, what are you saying?
Is he Jewish, the person who's stealing the... I'm not sure I understand. Like, why doesn't Beis Din arrest him? And, you know, give the guy his shield back. That seems like a pretty good solution to the problem. Like, is the guy Jewish? Is this a Greek
one? I don't know. Is he Jew? What?
Rambam says Akum.
Akum. Rambam says Akum. Right. Is it mutter to buy the land for the Sukkot? Apparently, yes. Because Lamaisa, he was makna to him. Did when?
What if the guy doesn't give up hope? And said maybe one day he's just stealing. See,
no, because at the point that he was under duress, he was so happy to give up his land to remain alive, he did it b'lev shalom. What do you think of that? But then, Chacham say, you still have to, if you buy for the Sukrikun, you still have to pay a quarter to the Balabais.
So, if he was Jewish, the law wouldn't be the same, right? If he was Jewish, then...
If he would be Jewish... So then what would we do?
We take the field, we would say we wouldn't recognize it. If it's an issue of opinion, then it should make a difference.
Yeah, okay, maybe it would be different.
I'm not sure.
You think we can't deal with the Sukrikan. Not going to listen to us. He's stronger than us.
Sammy's question is a bigger question if the person's Jewish.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really, it really makes sense to steal, because you really make 100% profit.
Right. Unless you keep the Torah. Right. You can always make 100%. Stealing is 100% profit. Unless you believe in God and keep the Torah. And stealing is 100% profit. That's why people steal, because they make 100% profit every time they steal. It's cooler revach. Unless you believe that... you know, like, follow the Torah. Yeah, I mean, he bought the land, but then the guy number one is saying that it's his land. Yeah, but he has a shtar that he owned the land.
That's
right. No one. Yeah, who's Gershon? You're Gershon, right? Well, that's what Harav Menachem was saying, then, because it just wouldn't work out. You know, with the economy, you couldn't, you know. So I guess they couldn't make such a takana. Schosselberg.
If they made a ton of those and couldn't buy from Sufrican, then the Sufrican would never do it in the first place. You could never make a profit from it. You knew no one could buy from it.
Thank you.
Sell to a guy, Isaac says.
I mean, that's a kind of the buy them would never have an opportunity to get money or the land back. It's actually good for them.
gives the Baal some chance that when the Lokeach Rishon buys it, they can either give the land or the quarter of the money.
Right. Okay, we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Thank you. Rav Rausch.